December 27th. It's what friends do. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6 and verse 17, New King James. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The book of Proverbs speaks to so many areas of life. Our words, our hearts, our work ethic are just three of the many areas that the wisdom of Proverbs addresses. Today we're looking at what Proverbs says about our relationships, particularly our friends. Verse 6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. I had to dig around a bit to find what a faithful wound was. If I'm going to be wounded, I at least need to understand what just stung me. My Olive Tree Word Study Bible defines faithful as, and I quote, a verb meaning to be firm, to build up, to support, to nurture, to establish. The primary meaning is that of providing stability and confidence, like a baby would find in the arms of a parent, end quote. Now this makes more sense. A true friend is going to say some things that may sting. A true friend will tell you that there's food in your teeth or that your breath is devastating within a 3-foot span. But even more, a true friend will tell you when you are off track or pursuing something that will not pay off. It's a faithful wound when a friend tells you that a person you're dating is not a good fit or that you let your standards slip. All these words can be painful. These words can wound, but the pain is not permanent, and if you listen, you may just receive help. I'm speaking of the friends who offer godly counsel. The friends who help you draw closer to God are the truest of friends. Don't take those relationships for granted. On the flip side, someone who is against you may give you a kiss, but it's not a blessing. There will always be people who say nice words but have war in their heart. There will be those people who may give you a compliment, but it's not sincere. Judas gave Jesus a kiss, but it was not done from a heart of love. Often those who blow kisses have an alternate agenda. Which brings us to our next verse, iron sharpens iron. I've often heard this verse quoted, but I'm not sure it was used in the correct context. If iron is sharpening iron, there's going to be some friction, some sparks. The people who offer pushback because they care about us are the ones who sharpen us. Pillows don't sharpen pillows. And again, I'm looking at these verses from a spiritual perspective. The people who sharpen us are the ones who tell us the truth. But the truth hurts, you say. Correct. But the truth from a true friend is a wound that makes one better and a friction that makes one sharper. Application. When I was in Bible school, I ran across some people who felt it was their calling in life to sharpen everyone around them. But wounds and friction without a foundation of love and caring are simply offensive. I've always noticed that these sharpeners did not have many friends. Good friends are supporting as well as sharpening. They're lifting with their words as well as wounding. True friends are a rare and valuable find. Our objective is to be that friend to others. Here's our prayer. Lord, help me be the one who's a true friend to those you have blessed me with. Give me the strength to speak the truth and the heart to speak the truth in love.